and support begins in 3, 2, 1.
Hey everybody, welcome back to another episode of Nurture and Support. This is episode 135, and I am Mel at Karmic9 on Twitter.
And I'm Kelly Toole at KellyThul on Twitter. And I am joined this evening by my cat named Satan, who you may hear from a little bit during the show because she just wants to participate.
Yes, we have a special guest today. It's always nice to have little furry guest friends stepping on the keyboard.
They're a staple. Yeah, she's already shut off the Wi-Fi once, which was a bit of a problem.
Yeah. I think there will probably be some choice screenshots from the video of what we're seeing here. So stay tuned for that. Check out the blog post.
Absolutely.
Okay. So before she shuts off the Wi-Fi again, I'll get started. I think last episode, my first episode back in a while, I told y'all my new thing was giving everyone podcasts to listen to other than ours. And I'm going to continue that fine tradition today. However, I think that Kelly will like this podcast as it very much delves into corporate culture. And as we all know, Kelly is a corporate slave.
I love me some corporate culture.
Yes. So this is another audio drama because apparently it's my addiction. This is called Mars Corp. It's by Definitely Human Productions. And it came out last year. They've done one season of 12 episodes. And then there are kind of some little spin-off ones that they've done since then while they're waiting for the Patreon funding for season 2. So this is also going to be my plea to everyone out there to take a listen to this in the hopes that you'll go throw a few bucks at the Patreon so that I can get a season 2. The fun thing about this is Mars Corp was funded originally through a Kickstarter. So I always love stories about people getting together and social funding of things that are really cool and succeed. So Mars Corp is the story of a dysfunctional terraforming company on, as it sounds, Mars. The star of the story is an E.L. Hobb. She is an Earthling who has been woken up, about 450 years late to be the station manager of this terraforming complex. She encounters a lot of strange, strange people. The corporate culture of Mars Corp has taken over everyone's life. Basically, everyone is owned by Mars Corp now. And nobody's really in charge, but there's a manual, so there are rules. And so there are, as always happens, in an office setting, there is someone who is absolutely obsessed with the manual. And of course, in this story, there is one of those. However, it is just a wacky, zany type adventure. It is obviously sci-fi since we're dealing with Mars. And all sorts of crazy stuff happens. Every episode, at least one person dies, I believe in every episode. And they do these very touching eulogies over the PA system, like immediately when someone dies, like in the middle of the action still, somebody's going to stand up and give the eulogy for their fallen red shirt comrade. So it's really a lot of fun. There is a crazy robot named Baxter who has a telebelly so that the base manager, Martin, who is the only other Earthling who spends most of his time high, can talk to people through Baxter's telebelly. And Baxter is a true annoying joy in that he runs around singing. He has some very nice, profane little rhymes that he likes to sing. This is an explicit podcast, by the way, y'all. Don't listen with the kids. So lots of crazy characters. There is a resources department, which is, of course, evil because they have all the resources. They're kind of a cult.
That's consistent with my experience.
I thought of you when they first appeared. And of course, the science department, which is kind of ineffectual. However, there is the teenage mad scientist, or at least he was a teenager when they locked him up for being a mad scientist, amidst the incident that no one wants to talk about, David, who is really a wonderful character. I love him. There's always the question of whether he's actually evil and did do all the things that he's accused of, or was he just victim of circumstance? So E.L. Hobb will discover all of this on her 12-episode journey through Mars Corp as the station manager. And it is really, really a lot of fun. Every episode runs about an hour. And when they were originally released, they were released every week, which is nice given the predilection of a lot of these things to be every other week or once a month, which is agonizing when you're waiting for a new episode to come out. And I'm looking at you, King Falls. So if any of you don't follow me on Twitter, you know I love King Falls. And the episodes only come out on the 1st and the 15th. And it is an agonizing wait to the new episode. So Mars Corp, season 1's already out. So you can listen to all 12 episodes and then go maybe take a look at the Patreon and throw a few bucks to see if how close they are to getting a season 2. But it's Mars Corp by Definitely Human Productions. And it's, of course, everywhere where you can listen to podcasts. So check it out. I think it is a good blend of science fiction and humorous corporate culture. And I think Kelly will get the nuances there. He may get really into it and start getting some ideas about his own corporate future.
Yeah, I'm thinking if they have like a badge reader, if she's a 450 years late, they're going to pick up on that. There may
they
be...
did have to add her into the system. Yes.
Yep. That would be that sounds pretty awesome. So, and 12 episodes, 12 one-hour episodes available now. And if our good friends hit the Patreon and support them, we may get a second season. Is that the...
That's the gist of it. And I excellent. Can see your little friend is peeking over your shoulder.
Yes, she continues to patrol around, figuring out which button she can step on next, which is just awesome.
Yes.
All right. Well, so you recommended a podcast last episode, and you mm-hmm. recommended one this time. And mm-hmm. I do think, you know, we're trying to get people to listen to us. And I don't know if that's really the wisest thing to be doing.
I know. So, I'm sorry.
So my recommendation this week is podcast. And so as well. So we're rocking it. We are totally rocking it. But these are good podcasts. And you can learn about them by listening to our podcast. So it's... Circle of life here, everybody. But this comes out of the Gimlet Network, which I'm a big fan of. There's a lot of quality stuff that comes out of Gimlet. Reply All, which I've recommended before. Fantastic. If you haven't been listening to that, you really should, because that's good. And that's got a lot of the tech focus and internet community and a lot of very, very interesting things there, and incredibly well done. They have a new podcast, and it's called Every Little Thing. And it's hosted by Flora Lichman, and it is about the little things. So the first episode is about was called The Rapture Chasers, which I thought was quite an interesting title. And pardon me for a second as I adjust the cat. I thought it was quite an interesting title. But it turns out these are eclipse chasers. So these are people who travel the world to be in the best path to see a full eclipse. And so she kind of covers all these hotels that are on. We've got one coming up, and there's a path through the United States and certain cities on that path. The hotels have been sold out for years because these people are very, very big fans of being there. And you just have to hear their reaction when the eclipse occurred, because there's audio of the people around, and it's a little creepy, but they really seem to enjoy it a lot. But it's a very fascinating thing. There's been an episode about plants that offices use, and how they've been developed and the processes they go through on those types of things. Some of you may remember in the not too distant past, Elizabeth Warren, when she was reading during the Jeff Sessions confirmation hearing, she was reading a letter, and was basically shut down because she was breaking a rule of the Senate around not speaking ill of another senator. And as you actually hear the audio clip, whoever the chair is, that was not my cat, just so you know.
That was mine. Sorry.
not my cat. As you hear the chair having her declaring she's out of order and all those types of things, you hear somebody whispering each line he says. And it's the House parliamentarian or the parliamentarian of the Senate. And so it was an episode on parliamentary procedure and parliamentarians and all those types of things. And there are a lot more super cool ones on there. They're really interesting. It's more on the, you know, whereas Reply All is about the kind of tech culture, this is about the little things and just different, very interesting things. And you wouldn't think, they're about 20 minutes long, 20, 25 minutes long. You wouldn't think a 25-minute podcast about office plants would be interesting, but it's very interesting and incredibly well done. They do their homework. I think it's a hallmark of the Gimlet stuff is they put out quality stuff. And so I would recommend Every Little Thing on the Gimlet Network, hosted by Flora Lichman.
Cool. That sounds really cool. And the around 20 minutes is like the perfect snippet of a good informative podcast for me. I like my audio dramas episodes to be longer than that, but the informational ones, 20 minutes is really good. So I like that.
And you'll probably need to rush out and get there because a fairly recent episode was the Dewey Decimal drama.
Oh. So
you're probably going to want to catch that while it's breaking.
Yeah, I like that one. Gimlet is really cool. Gimlet put out an audio drama podcast that I've talked about, I don't know, a while back called Homecoming, which if any of you are into Homecoming, if you've missed it, they're working on season 2, so it should be out soon. So Homecoming's a really good one. But it's an audio drama. But yeah, I like Gimlet. They're good people. There's a lot of good podcast producing companies out there. They should adopt us.
They should. We're certainly doing a lot to promote their stuff.
We are. Maybe that's what we need to do, is start a podcast promotion company where we just promote other people's podcasts. Only we wouldn't get paid. That's not very good. They'd have to pay us for something. I don't know.
Yeah.
So anyway, I actually have a social media recommendation this week.
Very cool.
Are we shocked?
A little bit. A little bit.
Yes. I should have gotten it ready. So I've been on Instagram lately, y'all. It's scary because I'm not good at Instagram. I'm not much of a picture taker.
I've seen some of your work here recently. I think you're selling yourself short.
It's my dog in the dirty, ugly hallway of my work building. The lighting in there is awful.
But there was drama. There was drama in the photo.
Yes. Yes. So much drama. It's a really cool Instagram account that has really neat art. That's what they do. It's actually called Beautiful Bizarre Magazine. And so if you like kind of, it's not all gothic and creepy, but a lot of it is kind of gothic, creepy art of all sorts of varieties. Some of it's paintings, some of it's photography, some of it is art dolls, sculptures that people have made. It's just really, really cool. And that's Beautiful Bizarre Magazine on Instagram. And it's really neat. And if you like, if gothic and creepy sounds cool to you, then I think you should check them out.
Gothic and creepy does sound, as long as it's not Mike Belinsky gothic and creepy, it does sound good to me. So.
It's a little more artistic, but you know, I'm sure actually, since I've been on Instagram, Mike has been posting some really beautiful pictures on Instagram. So.
He has, and I don't know if he was down in Costa Rica, and which, you know, was surprising news because I wasn't sure of his passport situation, but apparently he was able to get out of the country, and I'm hopeful he'll be back in the country.
I was gonna say getting out's not the problem, getting in.
Yeah, rules have been changed a little bit, and Mike might be an undesirable. So
yes, so hopefully,
very cool.
Keep it crossed, everyone, that he can get back in the country.
Yeah. We'll keep you posted. We'll have a mic watch going. I have a social media recommendation as well. Her name is Terry Blanchard, and the Twitter handle is Terry Blanchard, shockingly enough. TerriBlanchard. Terry's a Canadian. Those Canadians are nice people. That's been my experience, is that a lot of the people from Canada I've connected with on Twitter are are super nice, and she's one of them. And she's also very pro coffee and very funny. And these are the things. If you're pro coffee and you're funny, you're a welcome addition to my timeline and hopefully yours as well. And so Terry, she's awesome. She's been a really fun follow over the, probably connected with her a couple months ago. Have really been glad I did. She's fun, like fun to listen to, and supports coffee as I think we all should. So
yes,
my recommendation would be Terry Blanchard for this week.
Awesome. Yes, I'm drinking coffee right now. So when I was editing our last episode, I did notice there was a glaring lack of Matt bashing. Is Matt back in your good graces? Are we not bashing Matt anymore?
I think we might, you know, we may need Matt if we're going to start the podcast recommending podcasts or something like that. We're going to need some announcing work.
Okay.
And so I can't, I'm a little discombobulated because Sean Schick is close. He's way too close now.
He's thrown you off your game.
There's a disturbance in the force and I'm not doing well with it. He puts a picture on Instagram and I go, that's in my neighborhood. And it's just not, it's bad. So this is going to be, I think maybe a record of two episodes in a row where I have nothing bad to say about Matt.
Yeah. It came to the end of the last one. I was like, there's something missing. There's normally something else. And then I realized it was that we ended it with like pleasant conversation. So we'll do the same this time.
That's right.
Thank you, Matt, for all the wonderful things that you do for us.
Yes, and Matt will tell you all the different ways you can connect with us.
We'll be back in a week or two, folks. Thanks.
Thanks for listening.
You can contact us on our website, nurtureandsupport.net, or email us at nurtandsup@gmail.com. That's nurtandsupp@gmail.com. Or tweet us at nurtandsup on Twitter.
Nurturing and supporting.